I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, a 72-year-old Christian in Pakistan was acquitted of alleged blasphemy against Islam, but he'd already spent 23 years on death row under those charges. Nehemiah with FMI says blasphemy accusations are common and acquittals like this are rare. He uses the term blasphemy accused to describe Christians, Muslims, and Hindus caught in these legal battles.
Right now, when I'm talking to you, there are over 700 blasphemy accused are sitting in the prison without any hearing in the court because the judges are being harassed by the religious extremist organizations in Pakistan.
Yet Christians know someone else who is also falsely charged.
Even Jesus was a blasphemy accused by himself.
Pray for strength and boldness for the Pakistani church and FMI-supported church planters. And on the night of July 4th, Kyiv endured one of the most terrifying nights of the war. More than 500 Shahed drones, each over 11 feet long, filled the sky. The previous month, Russia launched over 5,000 of them. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
the one thing you do not know is where that missile's going to hit, where the intercepted wreckage is going to hit. And there's a sense in which you face your own mortality.
As a result, people deal with intense anxiety and stress. And this is where the church steps in to help people find hope and meaning in their suffering.
These churches now that we serve are an oasis in the storm. The people who can't sleep at night, people who seem bereft of hope, are finding hope in Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.